Hello, everyone. Sean McLaughlin here from the show Heal Your Wounds with Sean McLaughlin. Sorry, I've got some nut in my throat. Start again, shall we?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
We'll keep that in.
Oh, enjoy the show, everyone.
Well, I went to the show with you the other night. I was there with you. We held each other tight. Said, I'm leaving you. You walked away and left me wondering, what am I to do? Ticket stub, ticket stub. That's all that's left of our love.
So there it was. That was the theme tune. The theme tune we all know and love.
Ring of Fire, Johnny Cash.
No. Sean McLaughlin here. Welcome to this new episode. A fabulous new episode. Every new episode must be such a treat for you guys, knowing that we, you know, we said we were never going to come back. Elliot's still here.
Hey!
Elliot's here. He's been playing with his yo-yo all morning. any message for the kids?
It won't come back up.
Okay. How are you? How's your life, apart from that?
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you very much. I've stayed healthy. Mm-hmm. I've stayed grounded. And I think I know now what I'm going to do with my fame. That's mm-hmm. going to be to help people. You've got to have a cause, haven't you? You've got to have
something
to fight for.
Yeah. That's great to know. I mean, by the way, listeners know we're famous. Obviously, we're still in this point now. We've been nominated for a Chortle Award for Best Internet.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. And we're still, you know, we do now know when the awards are.
Yep.
We know the exact moment that our lives will go from pretty shit to unbelievably brilliant.
Yeah, rising above you people.
100%. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go into that later. But, you know, I mean, how has it affected you since we've been nominated? We had that episode, obviously. The numbers for that were amazing.
Incredible. Thank you so much for your support,
thank
guys.
Thank you so much. I mean, we could never have imagined the listener number would be that number.
Yeah.
You know, have people reacted to you getting nominated? What's the general vibe been?
It's been wonderful. The number of autographs I've had to sign.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
You know, things like, oh, I'm legally bankrupt. I've had to sell all of my possessions. You have to sign them away. They've told you you can't use a fake name, so you have to, like, keep doing signatures.
Yeah.
It's just an absolute joy. I'm so high right now.
Yeah.
High on life, high on love, high on fame.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, I'm great. I've been getting a lot of people... you know, we got nominated. We did that surprise episode straight away. And mm-hmm. a lot of messages, you know, people saying stuff like, I didn't know you had a podcast.
Yep.
I've just listened to the podcast. What is this?
Mm-hmm.
What is there a format here? How have you got away with this? It's a really supportive industry we work in. And it's nice to, you know, it's nice that we're both reaping the benefits because we know now where they are, mm-hmm. when they are.
Yep.
When are they?
The 19th of March, 2018. You look ill.
What do you mean?
You look sickly.
Why?
I just think if we're going to be on the cover of magazines and stuff, you need to be looking sharper than this.
Well, I am a bit ill. I'm a bit ill and I think I've put on a bit of weight and I'm feeling a bit down on myself. What do you want me to do?
So is this how it is? Because obviously, if movies have taught us anything, it's that in a story where two people reach the heights of fame, one of them goes off the rails with, let's call it greed and gluttony. And the other one's the hero.
Okay. I don't know what you want me to say there.
Don't touch me.
So, yep. We know where we are.
Yes.
What are we going to be wearing on this awards show? Because we know the listeners have to live vicariously through us because they're never going to get nominated for an award.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the people who listen to this have their own podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them have been guests on this podcast.
Of course.
Thank you for listening. Bad luck. Good luck next year.
If anything, because most of the episodes are episodes with guests on, they're probably the ones that got the nomination.
No, I would disagree with that.
Sure,
because I would say, actually, we gave them all a chance
yep.
to better themselves on our podcast.
Yep.
They did not take it.
Yep.
You hear me? I know some names rattling around my head right now. You've got podcasts. Oh, but we get way more listeners than you. It's irrelevant. It's quality over quantity. Okay? So
mm-hmm.
put that in your pipe and fuck it. Elliot. We're turning up. Now, are you wearing a tux?
Right now I am. On the night, probably not.
Okay.
Keeping it real. How about you?
Currently, no.
Okay.
On the night, no.
Okay. Can you put something on?
I can.
Okay, there we are.
I'll grab some galoshes in the first break. I think we should just dress in nice clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind that we are going to be covered in pizza sauce, tequila,
mm-hmm.
and the sweat
yeah.
of...
Victory.
Oh, dear.
Oy vey.
So that's where we're going to be. We're going to be dressed like that. Are we going to get a limo to the event?
I don't know. Are we?
No.
Okay.
No, we're not. We're probably going to get the tube.
Okay, that makes sense.
But we can meet up for pre-drinks, maybe.
Yeah.
Should we have some pre-drinks before it?
Should we do this off mic?
Just come round by maybe 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah. Are you going to do some food? Mm. Or some awards-based finger food?
There might be food there. Is it a Pizza Express?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We'll figure it out. How about we just wear... I mean, what are we going to do? We could have like a special cause that we could be promoting things of, like a ribbon.
Yeah.
Like what sort of thing?
I know one of them. Whatever disease is fashionable at the moment.
Yeah, whatever fucking disease it is that people want to fucking go on about.
Yeah.
Send us a brooch.
Yeah.
We'll wear it.
One of those little fish ribbons, whatever.
Send us a fish ribbon.
Yeah, smart cash. You just want to go smart cash?
Yeah, smart cash.
Yeah,
shit. I'm not pissing around, smart cash.
Shirt and trousers going to get wasted.
Going to get wasted, going to get covered in dough balls. Do you reckon we're going to get unlimited pizza at Pizza Express?
I think we'll get a small slice each, but I think we'll get unlimited.
That would genuinely be such a disappointment if we only got a small slice each.
Margarita. But it's one of the ones with the salad in the middle, but they don't give you the salad. Oh, so it's just a tiny bit.
That would be awful.
I think we'll get unlimited garlic butter.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Garlic butter, that's worth a lot.
I'd slurp that all day and night.
That's a harrowing image for me and our listeners. So... we're there. We're dressed smart casual.
Mm-hmm.
We've raised awareness to the plight of the Peruvian mongoose on the red carpet. We're eating our garlic butter and the best internet category is announced.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they say, and the winner is, heal your wounds with Sean McLaughlin.
So then you've got to do your very humble...
I don't want to collect the award.
Well, you're going to have to, mate, because we're going to win.
I don't want to collect it.
Why not?
Because I would feel embarrassed.
Why?
Can't we go like the award will... He's busy, so the award will be collected by Winona Ryder.
What if we're sitting at the front?
That would make it even funnier. If they said he's busy, but we're just there.
If we win, it means we've earned it. And if you can't learn to love yourself, how are you ever going to learn to love someone else? Can I get an amen?
Sean McLaughlin unfortunately can't collect the award as he's busy in the kitchen.
And you come bumbling out, covered in garlic butter, slipping all over the place, all
great.
Greased up.
Yeah, pratfalls.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a fun night. We're looking forward to it. We're going to do another episode, I think, straight after.
Yes, where we'll either record... I think we should record a bit of the night. We'll have a little bit in the next episode of the night.
We will record a bit of the biggest award in the season.
Yes, you'll hear one of our speeches, either the winning or... losing speech.
I don't know which one. The losers don't all get a speech.
I think they do,
so
mate.
It's like a US election. We get a concession speech. So yeah. we have to give up the award. But if we don't give it up, it gets recounted that night.
You have to give it up before you fully lose, though. I think they'll go like, the winner of the best internet category is... And we go, we don't want it. We don't want it. Richard. No. Take us out of it. We don't want to win.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be great fun.
Excellent.
You're coming.
I am.
You're my plus one.
Huh? What was am that? I invited?
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
I think. I got one email.
Okay, but it said on it, Elliot can come.
It did eventually say that, yes.
Okay, all right. Because you convinced him I'm over 18.
That sentence opened with the word fine in capital letters.
Stop asking.
Fine, Elliot can come.
Okay, cool.
It's going to be great to be there. It's going to be great. Who knows what celebrities we'll see? I've been to a few years ago, and there were some big stars.
Yep.
And then I went to one year, and there was the guy with the big fat ass from Money Supermarket advert.
Did he shake it?
Yeah, he did.
He did the thing.
He walked around in the stilettos. He did the thing.
Good.
He knows what side his bread's buttered on.
Yeah.
Or garlic buttered on. Oh my God, that's why we're nominated. Other people who wanted to be nominated, listen to what I just did there and learn.
Take notes,
okay? Anything else to say about this?
No, I think we're pretty much wrapped up on the old awards front. We've got something to discuss with you, so we'll do that after this.
We'll do some.
Short
By the way, did you watch the Oscars the other night?
I did, yeah.
Because you know the Chortle Awards are bigger.
Of course they're bigger.
Yeah.
The actual award is bigger.
And what do you think, I mean, is there anything that you saw on that Oscars that, that you took heart from or anything that you think we should...
That we should learn from?
Yeah.
Well, it seems like if we want to win Best Film, which I think we do...
That's our aim.
We've both got to fuck a fish.
What?
Got to fuck a fish.
What did you just say to me?
You got to fuck a fish.
Elliot, what?
Gotta fuck a fish.
What are you talking about?
Gotta fuck a fish.
Elliot.
Gotta fuck a fish.
As the sunset is falling on my lawn.
That's what I said. All right, you ready?
Oh, boy. So, welcome back, everyone. We've been having a debate in the break about the state of British comedy. I think we're on a pretty good track, aren't we?
What, you and I?
Yeah, I think we're doing all right here.
Yeah.
I think we're looking after the people that need looking after and, you know.
I don't know. Who
needs... Do you think we're a voice to the voiceless in society?
Let's just say, yeah.
Yeah, we are. Why not?
Yeah.
So, we got a lot to talk about beyond that. Because, you know, we know that you guys listen to us because we're inspirations to you. But mm-hmm. you also care about our lives. Would you say our listeners care about our lives? Not enough to email us.
Well, no, obviously.
Or follow us on Twitter. Or come to any gigs, or even really listen to most episodes.
But, oi, pay attention.
Oi, fucking idiot.
We're talking to you, you dumb prick.
Hey, dickwad. Put down the what's it and listen to the podcast. You're the one who clicked us on, mate.
Fucking stupid pricks. Thank you. If you did vote, thank you.
Do you think people have voted? A few people I've spoken to have voted for us.
I haven't not spoken to many people, obviously, but I have searched various online things where it does seem like we have a weird amount of support.
Why? What things have people said? Have you searched, though?
I've only searched
probably like... in the weird circles that you are, where they think that you just... You take two poos for a vote and three poos for a different nominee.
I don't tell the chat room people about the podcast, okay? Chat Roulette is not a place for podcasting.
No. Do you still go on Chat Roulette, by the way? Is that still a thing, Chat Roulette?
No, should we boot it up for the end of the episode?
Absolutely not.
I'm going to put it on.
I don't want... The last thing I want to see is a series of masturbators.
We'll do a special episode just for Chat Roulette.
But what form would that take? A special Chat Roulette episode? What does that even mean? What would that be? It'd just be us. You'd hear us clicking buttons and they're going, nope, nope.
Nope, nope. Dick. Two dicks on a podcast. That's the comedy. So you are going...
So grateful for everyone who voted for us, by the way, for best internet.
I don't know. I searched the social networks and I searched the dark web.
And what did they say?
They just said to vote for us. They're in support of us.
Great.
When Chortle first announced who was nominated, the tweets replying to that were about us.
Were they?
Yeah, because it said Ultimate Scrutiny is going to be angry.
Yeah, I bet they are. Do listen to that podcast, by the way. Really brilliant. Coming into its own.
Good stuff.
Really good. I mean, not good enough, but good.
They could be next year's Heal Your Wounds.
Yeah, you could be the new Heal Your Wounds, Ultimate Scrutiny. Think about that. I mean, you've got the backing of Audio Boom, so you'll always be associated with being a corporate shill. Go, yeah, it's Audio Boom just fucking corporatized them.
Audio Boom bastards. They've been promoting other shows that have been nominated for awards.
Yeah, Audio Boom.
Still nothing for us, you bastards.
Stupid fucking ugly cunts. I hate every show on your platform. We're going to start a bidding war after this.
Yeah.
We need a new provider. Podbeam, we're ready.
Yep, we know you exist.
We know you exist. We know that you know that we exist.
I think they'll just poach us on the night. They'll send a guy in a suit with a card saying...
You're a hard podcast to track down, Heal Your Wounds. That's what they'll say.
I'm putting together a team.
Putting together a special team. A mighty podcast. And we'll be like, we're in. And they'll be like, have you got representation at the moment? Well, yeah, Audio Boom. Oh, what are they like? We'll go, they're dog shit.
Yeah.
I'd literally rather drink my own urine than even... write their name out on the floor. Are we allowed to put this in?
Yeah.
They don't listen, do they?
No.
Imagine that. Imagine hosting a podcast and not listening to it. You fucking idiots. I was in the Audio Boom offices recently and they were all denying the Holocaust. Do you know that? Audio Boom, if that's not true, then you would surely have taken this down. I was in there, they were making a lot of claims about a lot of... They were financing some very inappropriate billboards. Very offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're fucking horrible people. And the thing is, you know, if this has been taken down, then obviously that's a lie. But if it's still up, then it isn't a lie. Is it?
What?
Well, like, look, it's not slander, is it? Because they have the ability to take it down. But the fact that you are listening to this means that Audio Boom genuinely deny the Holocaust. What can I say? They're all public urinators.
Mm-hmm.
They avoid tax.
Yep.
They tamper with the human form in secret laboratories.
What, like evil Nazi scientists?
Like evil Nazi scientists. Well, like evil Nazi scientists.
They are evil Nazis.
They are evil Nazis. I remember when we went in for the meeting, and I'm not going to say we don't do business with them. I was the one who signed that contract to get this podcast up and running. But they were the most evil Nazis. They would sign next to this swastika and this one.
I don't know, because that means that you did. You were like, yeah, okay.
Well,
sign next to that swastika.
Well, what can I say? It's, you know, I agree with them. So... That's just what I think they are. They're a bunch of wrong'uns.
So you're going on holiday, are you?
Yeah. Going on enforced gardening leave for the podcast. Beyond just the awards, if you can imagine it, what a couple of jet setters we are now.
We've got to think beyond the 19th of March, if such a thing exists.
Speaking of which, just before that, I will have returned to these shores. Why are you laughing?
I like it.
Why do you like that?
It was just nice. What you doing?
Well, obviously we're going to be on the front page of all the newspapers on the 20th of March.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we've either won the award,
yep,
or because of, you know, whatever else we got planned.
The other thing we're doing.
Yeah, the other thing we're doing. Hashtag Britain for the British. And I'm going to be looking a little bit tanned. People are going to say, that young boy is hanging around with a man who looks very tanned. They're going to say, why is that man with his olive skin hanging around with that milky white lad? And they won't believe that that was me. Because I will have just returned from a legitimate holiday.
A legitimate holiday?
A legitimate holiday.
You'll be holding on to the last semblance of private life you'll have before fame takes you away.
Absolutely. So I'm going on holiday, Elliot.
Yeah.
I'm going on holiday next week.
Can I guess where?
You may guess.
Is it Hawaii?
It is.
We
it is. And the best thing about this is the people listening will think this is a joke.
We talk off mic, listeners.
But they will think this is a joke. They will go like, oh no, he said Hawaii and they're playing along. But actually, No, I'm going to Hawaii. This time last year, I was planning a trip to Lucerne.
Oh yeah, to get in that little cabin.
And now I'm going to Hawaii.
With your real girlfriend?
With my girlfriend who is real.
Yep.
She has won 2 free flights to anywhere in the world.
Bullshit.
It's not bullshit.
So is your girlfriend from Canada?
Yes, she's from Canada.
So what company's funded this?
Well, I mean, admittedly, it is Air Canada.
Bullshit.
It's not bullshit. She went to a Canadian food festival.
Where?
In Croydon. It, obviously, it sounds like a lie if you think about it.
Because everything that you say is a lie.
It's not a lie.
When I leave this flat, you just sit here and cry in your pants.
I wish I had pants. So yeah, she went to a poutine festival in Croydon. She wrote on the hashtag, and Air Canada are flying me and her to the magical island of Maui in Hawaii. And I'm very excited. And I can't really believe that it's happening. And every day I look at my bank account and I wish we were going somewhere cheaper.
Wow.
Because it's one of those things where you win the prize and it's great. And everyone goes, that's brilliant, that's brilliant. All I've won is a problem. That's all I've won.
So what is it? It's things like the food and the travel when you're there and the fun stuff to do is all like... It's all
well, I don't make enough money, Elliot. I don't make enough money in my life anyway.
Well, we'll all be pitching in, won't we? It'll be the three of us splitting those bills and it'll make it that little bit easier for you.
Sorry, what was that?
Like, you know, when the food bill comes, it doesn't matter what we've ordered. I think when you're on holiday, we'll just split it equally.
That's lovely of you to pitch in.
Yeah.
It's really lovely of you to pitch in.
Yeah.
Especially from, you know, the other side of the world. You still want us to have a great trip. That's lovely.
Yeah, when we're on the other side of the world, we'll be eating that.
When
surf,
we
turf.
Will be on the other side of the world.
We will
from
be.
Each other.
Wearing Lays. We've got to get those Lays around our necks, don't we? The little flowers when you get to the plane.
I will probably get one of those Lays. I'll probably go to a luau, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Elliot, you're not coming with us. You look genuinely sad. You're not coming with us. It's 2 free flights. It's a flight for 2 adults.
Yeah, one.
Not a flight for 2 adults and 1 piece of baggage. Not a third wheel. A third wheeliot. A third wheeliot fallows.
I'm your emotional support animal. You need me on the plane. We've talked about this before.
What do people do on holidays, by the way? I haven't had a holiday in a while.
What, any holiday?
Well, what do people do? What am I meant to do on this trip?
I haven't been on holiday.
I've had to buy shorts.
3 years. Shorts. I can't imagine you in shorts.
Well, imagine it. It's going to happen.
It's going to be like 2 matchsticks sticking out of a pair of shorts.
You're listening to the best thing on the internet, listeners. Always have that in your mind. Best thing on the internet. When was your last holiday?
Like 3 years ago.
Where did you go?
Went across America on a train.
Of course you did. Now, so that was a nice holiday. I mean, I'm also going to America.
Mm.
The good old US and A.
Yeah.
We're like Borat, aren't we?
We are just like Borat when combined. We have the strength and power of a Borat.
We have the upper body strength of Borat and the aroma.
Yeah.
So what did you do on your holiday? What did you... Because I don't know what I'm meant to do. I think I'm going to sit around and read books. And then what? Do I have to eat a Hawaiian pizza? Because I don't like Hawaiian pizza. Will they take that personally?
I think they will.
Will they?
Yeah.
I've never seen Lilo and Stitch. Is that a problem?
Oh, it's a great film.
Is Moana, set on there?
It's dead at her.
You haven't seen Moana, have you?
No, I've seen it, but I don't want to say definitely where they're from.
Where are they from?
I don't know.
You don't know?
An island.
They're from an island. Yeah. We're going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Me and my real girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. And Elliot. And what are we going to do there?
I don't know. We're going to eat some food. We're going to drink some beers.
Yep.
I think we're going to rent a car.
What are you going to do with it?
What are you do? I don't know.
Drive.
Well, I don't drive.
I don't know. You seem like me, the kind of person who's not going to be able to relax. Yeah, you good at just lying there for a few hours in the sun?
The thing is, all I want in my life is to be left alone. And it's very hard to do that when you're on a holiday with one other person. Because they'll want to do things. And I'll go, just fucking leave me alone. I think it might be wasted on me this trip. But I'm going for it. And I'm going to drink coconut.
Yeah, you're going to drink coconut.
I'm going to drink whatever's in a coconut.
You look like the kind of person who burns.
Oh, I burn. I burn.
Because of your Irishness.
I burn. I burn hard.
Yeah.
Hard.
Okay.
I don't go in the sun. I don't like it.
Mm.
I've had to buy 3 pairs of sunglasses the other day because I didn't know which ones to wear. So I bought 3. And they're all from Poundland. So the correct answer is probably none of them.
Not going to have UV protection.
All 3 of them at the same time to give me a glimmer of a chance.
Oh.
But maybe I'd want to look into the sun because then I won't have to look at my bank balance.
Yeah.
I've just got a credit card for the first time in my life.
Oh, crap. What are you going to do with it? Hopefully nothing. Don't touch that thing.
Why?
What, are you going to pay it off, are you?
I don't know.
No, you're not.
Have you got a credit card?
I have.
Has it ruined your life?
I don't touch it. I don't go near it.
Well, then why do you have it?
Because of emergencies.
Well, that's why I was going to get it. But I view this holiday as an emergency. It's an emergency holiday.
Sounds horrible.
My girlfriend doesn't realise how little money I make. She can't ever find out. She can never find out how depressed and stupid I am or the fact that I can't... And I went, oh, this is great, when she told me. And I was just thinking, I'm going to have to suck a lot of dicks to pay for this trip.
It's how we all do it, though, mate, and it's London living.
I guess so.
You could just imagine a smile on her face. That'll make you feel better.
Great, thanks, Elliot. I knew you were the right guy to talk to.
They say that holidays are the thing that tests relationships, aren't they?
What?
Because it's what tests them, because it's forcing 2 people to go and live together somewhere. But you already live with her, so you'll be fine. You are not going to break up because of this holiday, mate. That's all I'm saying. It's not going to happen.
Why would you even put that idea in my head?
Aloha! I'm collecting things just like my dad. I'm collecting things. Someday my kids will find all the things I got. Have such a thrill. Supposed birthplace of Obama, isn't it, Hawaii?
Certainly. And I'll be going...
If you're a fucking sucker.
I'll be going to Honolulu, to the place where he was apparently born, and I'll be finding out the truth one way or another. Next time we win that competition, we'll be going to Kenya. Welcome to part three, anyone.
Excellent. Anyone.
Anyone.
Yeah, true.
Is anyone listening?
Hello?
So enough about my life.
Sure thing.
What about your life? Because you were blessed with a gift as well recently, weren't you?
I was, from your good self. Hmm? From your good self.
Okay.
For my birthday, you gave me, if listeners remember, it was on the podcast, mm-hmm. you gave me a £20 gift card to Toys R Us.
Was it not 30?
It's 20.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Toys R Us being the company that just went out of business.
Yes, this week it was announced that they'd gone into administration.
Oh, shit. So did you get your toys?
I did. I went on a long journey. It's just been very snowy in this country. Mm. And I trekked at 8 o'clock at night all the way to a Toys R Us.
Where was the Toys R Us?
It was in South London. Mm-hmm. Big old journey, very difficult. But I made it.
It was open?
Because my heart was full of adventure. It was open, barely. It was...
How does that manifest itself then?
It was like a wasteland. Right?
Is it like loads of the shelves were empty?
It was so sad. It looked like Chernobyl. Because it was like a 90s row of shelves, like all grey and drab and crap. But then half of it's taped off, like with caution tape. Oh. So it looks like something horrible has happened there.
Yeah.
The only people there are just dreadful. The smell of BO lingering from 20 years of nobody going there. So I went thinking, like, I'll go and get something, you know, get myself a little bit of a treat, get my little mate Sean a bit of a treat onto that in a moment.
Oh, you didn't.
Yeah, boy. So I had the gift card, and there was also 60% off because they're just trying to get rid of everything.
Yeah, of course.
And all the staff there, obviously... miserable. Somebody, I tried to take a picture of something, and a guy came up to me and went, "You can't take pictures in here." And he was really, really angry with me.
Why?
He just said, like, "You can't take pictures, you can't film." I was like, alright. Alright. And I only listened.
What, like you're from Channel 4 News?
Yeah, and it's like, he had no authority, really. And I don't know why he had the drive to even tell someone off. But I followed his instructions because he was handsome.
What was it really?
Yeah, Boys R Us, more like. I think if Toys R Us played on the sexuality card a bit more, they probably wouldn't be in the position they're in now. If they advertised more.
Jeffrey the giraffe was showing a bit more schlong.
Yeah.
If he showed a bit of neck at the top of his trousers.
Yeah.
All right.
I think genuinely, if they advertised it as being like, "Hey kids, come and get these toys. Hey mums, come and look at this." Like, they were like the Hooters of the toy world. They would legit still be going.
Sure,
Go-go dancers.
But their clientele would just be people like you.
Yeah, I bought stuff.
Okay. What did you buy? Let's find out.
Let's have a look. Okay,
what does Elliot Fallows buy? He's got free reign of a closing shop.
So I got a couple of things for myself.
Okay.
Okay.
What did you get for yourself?
One of them, I got myself a mug with Slytherin on it.
Who's Slytherin?
From Harry Potter. It's the house.
Never heard of him.
Because, as you all know, Sean gives me the rainbow mug every time I come here. Because he likes to put me in a little pigeonhole. And I'm more than my sexuality, mate. All right? I'm also a Slytherin. All right. And I got a couple of other things. So this is for you.
You got me an actual present?
Yeah, there's a little wrapped present for you.
Oh, that's so cute. Shall I open it here?
Yeah, boy.
It's got Christmas wrapping.
Mm-hmm.
She's making me sentimental for a time.
I'm obviously not going to buy a proper wrapping.
Do you wish it was still Christmas, by the way?
Yeah, a little bit.
I do as well. I was listening to Christmas music the other day, and we were especially when it was snowy.
I feel like I missed Christmas this year. Like, I feel like it kind of passed me by.
Why?
I don't know. I just kind of feel like I didn't have the time for it at the time. But now I'm free for it, if anyone's listening, if you want to have Christmas.
Should we do that with our listeners?
Should we have a fake Christmas?
Yeah, should we have, like, in April, we'll have a fake Christmas?
Yeah, we can gather all the listeners
together.
We'll call
it Woundsmas. God, that's a horrible name for it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're not doing that. We're not spending any time with you, listeners.
So what was in the shop? It was very depressing. There was hardly anything there at all. There was a lot of skateboards that said Power Rangers on, and there were a lot of lower tier characters from Star Wars as well.
Which is what you've bought me. You've bought me an X-Wing pilot, Asti.
Yeah.
Figure.
Yeah, he's your favourite character, isn't he?
Asti.
Yeah.
Who even is this guy?
He's your favourite character.
He looks like he's the same race as Sebulba from The Phantom Menace. Do you reckon that's the case?
I don't know, mate. It's what they had.
They have three types on this. Have you seen this? They've got... I mean, what is this model? I don't even know what it is. He's an X-Wing fighter. They've got people from the First Order. They've got a type of Stormtrooper.
Mm-hmm.
Or Asti.
Well, I had one of the other options.
Oh, what do you have?
I got myself a little Poe Dameron.
You got Poe Dameron? But you gave me Asti?
Well, they only had one left. You've got a girlfriend, all right? I can have this Poe Dameron action figure.
Don't you be fucking that Poe Dameron.
I'm going to fuck it in its little hand. Little C-shaped hand.
I'm going to use Asti as a sex toy later. Yeah, mate, you're going to be smelling even more like That gets cut. I'm going to fuck... I'm gonna ram this Asti up my ass. T. To a T.
You're listening to the awards nominated?
You're listening to the fourth, at least the fourth best thing on the internet.
Yeah, I'd say at least third.
Thank you very much.
No worries, mate.
What a lovely gesture. You didn't have to buy me anything. What else did you buy yourself?
Well, I bought myself the mug, got myself Poe Dameron, got myself some Nerf bullets, and what I thought was a Nerf gun, but it wasn't. So and now I just throw Nerf bullets at people.
Legitimate handgun.
And that's another one for you.
What? How much did all this cost?
Nothing to me, obviously. But with the discounts, I bought six things, and it was about £4.50. It was so sad.
Wait,
it was
£4.50 for six things?
It was so sad.
Where is this? We should go.
I think they've definitely burned down by now, right?
Oh, yeah!
What have you got?
A bubble-blowing Lightning McQueen. It's Lightning McQueen from the Cars franchise.
Specifically Cars 3, this one.
Is this the Cars 3? It's the Cars 3 moon!
You haven't got that one, have you?
Oh, he's still sponsored by Rusty's. And you pull on the back... And it blows bubbles.
Blows bubbles. Oh,
look at that. Look at that. Look at that urban gentleman at the front there blowing a bubble. Look at that kid. He's having fun.
We'll play with that at the awards.
We'll play with it at the awards. Pull my handle, it says. Thanks, Elliot. What a lovely thing.
So in this horrible dystopia that I visited with all the fitties, just outside it, there was so much packaging for just Cars 3 things.
Really?
All the way on the way home... There's just loads of cardboard with pictures of the Cars 3 things. Because they're basically, so it's all split into ranges, obviously, in the shop. So there's like a bit of Cars 3 stuff, a bit of Star Wars, and then just stuff scattered all over the floor. I kind of got the Slytherin mug, not just because I identify, don't judge. It's also because all the other mugs were broken. And there's the caution tape's being ripped down, there's people running about. Really depressing. But from that, some joy was brought to a young McLaughlin's life.
It means a lot to me. Thank you so much, Elliot. Thank you very much, listeners. What can I say? An Asti and a Lightning McQueen. We will be the bells of the ball come the 19th.
Yeah.
You're bringing your Poe Dameron. I'm ringing Asti. We're starting a rebellion against these corporate podcasts that don't care about you.
We almost don't need the award now, we do.
We need the award.
We need it.
Thank you very much for that, Elliot. That's very sweet. I think I got you £30 on that car, didn't I?
It was 20.
How do you know?
And I still have it on me because I think it's romantic and quite sad for now the rest of my life to be carrying around a Toys R Us gift card that I didn't get to finish because there wasn't enough stuff in the shop for me to buy.
Let me have a look at the gift card.
£20.
Well, that's it. I mean, what can I say? That's been brilliant. They've got nothing else to talk about in our lives. Wait a minute. Didn't the Queen go to your work?
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I met the Queen.
How is this not the first?
See you next time, listeners.
Wait, whoa. We have to talk about this.
All right.
Are you allowed to talk about it? You met the Queen?
Yeah, man.
Well, talk us through it.
I don't know. It's about yay high. Stunk. She just smelled like old woman. Very doddery. Did not seem switched on. Super slow walker.
Would you say I should put a bet that she'll be dead within the end of the year?
Oh, mate. End of the month. I'd be surprised if she's not at the Chortle Awards. It's because she's dead. Can we say that? What is treason?
Treason is what? What, are you saying it's treasonous to suggest that Queen Elizabeth II won't make it to the Chortle Awards?
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose if you word it like that, it doesn't mean... It's not a threat, is it? I'm not doing anything.
Do you know who does... Do you know who frequently says they fucking hate the Queen?
Who?
Audio Boom. In the offices, they already say that. Yeah. Go, fuck the crowd, fuck the Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah. They go, fuck them.
Yeah.
They love Cromwell.
Yep.
Right? Or they wanted Guy Fawkes to win. They're like, fuck it, fuck the establishment. They say that.
Yeah.
It's mad, that.
I've heard. They've got a podcast in their range.
Yeah.
And it's called F the Q.
F the Q.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, was we L the Q?
We do Ella.
What was your L?
Lick.
Mine's lube.
Ooh. We should do a crossover.
So wait a minute, you met the Queen?
Yeah.
And so did you shake her hand?
No, I came near her.
You came near her?
Yeah. That was at the end. Yeah.
And what was she like? Was she a nice lady? Did she like all the things that you had to say?
She didn't,
was
she like shit.
Elliot Fellows, I voted for thee on thine Chortle Awards.
Yes.
Thou art a gifted orator.
QueenLiz@gmail.com.
Queen Liz.
No, she had to take Queen Liz too, because the other one's taken. Yeah, so she came to my work, because my work is turning 500 years old. And
I can't believe this podcast is 500 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, and she just came, she looked at herself, she shook hands, she pretended she gave a shit, and then she left.
Model lady, Queen, we love you.
Mm-hmm. We love everything British.
Everything. That's all that's left of our love. That's all that's left of our love. That's about it, I think. Listeners, next time you speak to us, we will not just be an award-nominated podcast. We will be an award received the...
received the...
received the answer to whether we've won it or not podcast.
We'll win.
If we don't win, you know... Fair enough. Congratulations to the people who win.
Mm-hmm.
We will both kill ourselves at the event.
Yeah, exactly.
At the event, we kill ourselves.
If
and we're talking violently. We will both swallow an explosive device and we will have the detonator.
If you don't hear from us by the 23rd of March, then listen to Why Is Harriet Crying and they'll tell you about how we died.
Yeah, because that's why she was crying that week.
Yeah.
Because she was at our fucking funeral.
Richard Herring's Leicester Square Theatre Podcast, Capital and Inside the Comedian are all available on iTunes and various places online. Please continue to support great free comedy. It's all wonderful. Thank you very much. Heal Your Wounds was hosted by your mum's dick.